You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Researchers have gained a lot of ground in the decades since the crack epidemic. They now better understand the brain mechanisms that are related to addiction. There are new medications and therapy approaches, and with the Affordable Care Act, treatment has become more widely covered by insurance companies. I tracked down longtime addiction researcher Tom McLellan in Florida to discuss these changes. He was briefly the deputy drug czar for the Obama administration, but he says Washington was not for him. I asked Tom where things stand with funding for addiction research.
That's still a problem. The National Institute on Drug Abuse gets approximately $1 billion a year, and the National Institute on Alcoholism and Alcohol Abuse gets approximately $750 million a year. That's quite a bit of money, I know, but it is very low compared to cancer, heart disease, diabetes, many of the other illnesses.
There is a report underway by the Surgeon General on addiction, the first ever. What do you think that will accomplish? What is it about?
Well, I think it's going to be pivotal. This, as you say, will be the first time the Surgeon General has ever examined this, and that says a lot. It says the public has finally caught up, and it says, without question, this is a public health issue. It's not a moral issue. It's not just a criminal justice issue. So right away, that changes things. But more than anything else, I think we have the tools to prevent, to intervene early, and to treat very effectively substance use disorders. They've rarely been applied. And I think more than any other reason is the way the public has seen it. They've not seen it as a public health issue. I think the Surgeon General's report will do a lot to change it, as it did with smoking 50 years ago.
What is included in a Surgeon General's report typically, and how is it received? How is it used?
Well, it's a call to action for all of the agencies in the federal government that would be involved in health care. But more than that, it's a call to health groups, physicians, nurses, pharmacists, to health authorities at the state and local level, and to the public at large to get involved in this.
And Tom, are you involved in this report?
I am involved in it. I can't talk much about it because it's still embargoed, but I'm quite proud to be part of it. I think it's going to be very, very good.
What did it take to get to this point? Did it take another massive drug epidemic like the one we're experiencing right now?
I have talked with the Surgeon General, and yes, this still young physician was very aware of the methamphetamine and then prescription opioid and now heroin epidemics that are facing the country. But more than anything else, what was compelling to him as a young physician in training was that almost every problem that he encountered, he would find underlying substance use, alcohol use, marijuana use, and it had not been addressed in his education and had not been addressed in his training. So when he became Surgeon General, he picked this issue of all the things he might have gone after.
And Tom, it seems like the political winds have changed as well in general on both sides.
Oh my God, I never imagined that there would be a State of the Union address for a state like Vermont where the entire State of the State address was dedicated to one problem, opioid abuse. That happened this year. You have Republican and Democratic candidates with platform positions now on the substance use problem, and all of them are talking about combined public health as well as public safety approaches. I think that the level of debate has elevated remarkably.
You've been in this for decades. You had a brief stint in Washington. Did you ever think you would see the day?
No, I didn't, to be perfectly honest. I never did. When I started in Washington, there was no appetite for the topic at all. It was considered the third rail of American politics. You just don't discuss drug use. It's a certain way of never getting elected. Those days are happily behind us.
Tom McLellan is the chairman of the board for the Treatment Research Institute.